I've had enough, thank you, or my Martin Luther moment, part two. So what do I do under these circumstances? I return to the basics, the fundamentals. What is fundamental in my life? That I serve the Divine Mother and Archangel Michael with love? That is fundamental. The rest is a crazy salad. My strangeness with it only grows. And what does my strangeness have me do? It has me cast down convention. I'm so sick of being conventional. Not conservative, but conventional. What I'm saying here is not conventional. Being sick of conventional doesn't mean I'm going to wander around with my pants to the floor. I know the necessity now of what we call etiquette, decency, compassion, and caring for each other. Events have shown it to me, the centrality of the divine qualities. I'm sorry if I'm going on, but this realization keeps growing. Intellectual, experiential, realizational. Remember I talked about the military tactic called time on target. What it is maximizing the impact of firepower by having all military units in an area concentrate their fire of whatever caliber on a single point at the same time. It totally unhinged German troops who were used to following the pattern of American artillery. First shot, range finding. Get in the basement. Any other shots, hit empty ground. But using TOT, there was no warning. And the firepower was overwhelming. You never saw it coming. And if it hit you, you disintegrated. Okay, keep that in mind, because I think President Trump and his entire Q team behind him and the Global Military Alliance and BRICS and the Galactic Federation of Light in millions of cloaked spaceships above us are doing a political version of this. They're allowing this crazy salad to get crazier until we, surfeited on Swalwell crackers and Oprah sauce, say enough. Not any more dramatically than we push back from the table having had enough. And then what? And then turn our attention to whatever we as light workers have agreed to perform for the Mother or our Archangel as our service, withdrawing our attention from the rest as best we can. I personally have been studying battlefield innovation for years. Hedgehogs, bazookas, Raspberry, Ultra, see footnote 3. Absolutely fascinating with how people adapted, how they worked with the inspiration the Divine Mother sends them in wartime. If you take that as just one item in a whole bunch of items that form my life, then you may appreciate that I feel I've had enough of that. I got the drift, and I don't need to have the message drilled into me any longer. I respect innovation and the courage of the innovators to get their ideas heard. I can take my attention away from it now. That's just a demonstration of how easy it is to drop something. Taking our attention off it needn't be a big dramatic event, no bigger than pushing away from the table. I stopped watching TV in 2008 when Seleucus suggested it. No big deal. No more than giving up sugar, gluten, and caffeine. Doing that has an impact on our lives. And giving up following this crazy salad of events we're being fed. Well, I've had enough, thank you. Whatever the case, I don't need any more. In fact, I'd vomit if you fed me any more. I'll keep in touch with events, but not to this extent. What will right this situation if our gradual ascension doesn't do it? Is what you know I call the wave of love. But it's called by a growing number of names, great solar flare, the singularity, the event, on and on. It's the grim reaper of the Bible. It's the descending mist that takes the firstborn of Egypt. It's the baker separating the wheat from the chaff and casting aside the latter. It's the wedding feast when virgins without oil in their lamp are sent home and come back again to find the doors closed. How many times have you heard me repeat what the Federation of Light said would be the fate of evildoers? They'd simply disintegrate in the face of the energy of the wave of love, see footnote 5. All trace gone. All of us will be elevated by it. It is, as the Divine Mother said, a planetary heart opening. It is just like the heart opening I had on March 13, 2015, see footnote 7. You will like it. You will like it. I guarantee. But it will be the end of evildoers. Don't bother ridiculing me, Deep State. I've already said it. The cat is out of the bag. So, to summarize, in the face of having fasted for 4 days from food, from water some days, and definitely from the news, I've come back and presented myself with steak and lobster the very first day, and I'm pushing myself back from the table and saying, enough! Who the hell cares about the crazy salad? I care about what's happening everywhere, but I don't really care about a corrupt Congress or Hollywood child abusers. If honest authorities don't get them, take them down to Gitmo, Guam, or elsewhere and execute them, the wave of love will show them the exit door. It isn't that I don't care. What it is I feel the need to separate the wheat in my own life from the chaff, to be my own grim reaper and refuse to be led by the time-on-target news and by convention. I care for the people of Iran who have paid in blood for their freedom. Take them off the list of time-on-target issues you are generating or allowing, please. I care about all countries who've been overrun by lawlessness. I care about all countries whose populations live under oppressive rule. And I rely on the white hat military who are working with extraterrestrial advisors, you know, see footnote 8, the ones whose channeled messages we're reading, to bring in the 10 days of broadcast and arrest the remaining deep staters who are behind all the violence. I'd better serve ascension by taking a fast from current events that keep getting more intense in a time of target way, time on target, and transferring it to more profitable channels. One example, GFLStation.com. Time spent there would be time well spent. Enough already. In a more general sense, as Lao Tzu said, I'm letting go, letting go, letting go. And what remains, I hope, is truly important. What remains for me is my mission for Michael and the mother, and to continue fasting, physically and intellectually. It sharpens whatever needs sharpening. Certainly my ability to discern this crazy salad of world issues from what really matters, and certainly my willingness to push back from the table and say, I've had enough. Thank you very much. I can let it go now. Thank you, Michael, for my Martin Luther moment.